Oh, they all pretty good. They all work together in sync with the quarterback, and that's what makes the offense go. Obviously, Big Ben makes the offense go, but those guys do a great job moving around for him and getting open.
Is Hines Ward one of the best adjusting routes that you've ever seen?
I mean, Hines is a veteran. You know, he's been doing it for years. Him and Ben has been in sync for years, so he's one of those guys who he knows what to do at this point in his career.
Do you get a chance to take a corner blitz or two? Do you aim a little lower on Big Ben? He's a big guy to bring down.
Yeah. You just got to hang on to Big Ben, man. I don't know if you just can bring him down like that, but me, myself, personally, but I'm just going to hang on to him if I get a chance to get there.
Is this the longest couple weeks of your life here, or what?
I guess you could say the longest week. You know, once I get down there, hopefully it go by a little bit faster. But it's been a long week, but it's been good.
Do you feel good about the way you prepared this week?
Yeah, definitely. You know, guys came in with the right amount of focus, same amount of focus that we've been doing all year, and put together a great week, I think.
You guys have to worry about being maybe too tight down there. Do you kind of have some fun, loosen up a little bit?
I think so. People look at us as a young group, and guys, you know, God, thank God, has been doing a great job. You know, obviously, Pittsburgh has been through this before. It's a lot of us guys' first time doing this, so, but we're doing it together, though. We're going to stick to it together, and, you know, hopefully everything turns out well.
What are you looking forward to most off the field this weekend?
I don't know, man. You know, my family, I guess. You know, my family's going to be down there. I'm from, you know, South Louisiana, so, you know, just to get to spend that time, that's pretty much it.
You mentioned focus from this past week. What's the message you keep in the focus and heading into next week?
The message is, you know, we have one more game left. You know, that's the reason we're going down to Dallas, and that's the way we have to treat it. You know, we all want to enjoy this experience, but, you know, without us being in the Super Bowl, we won't be here, so we have to maintain that focus for the game.
Through injury, you did earn a chance to play in the Pro Bowl here today. Is it a little sad that you won't be in Hawaii for that?
You know what? I've been so focused on this, you know, I didn't even realize the Pro Bowl was today, so... You know, I think that's a good feeling, or that's a good thing. You know, we've been that focused. You know, kind of bittersweet, but, you know, I'm not worrying about it. I'd rather play a Super Bowl 100% of the time.
Take a trip to Hawaii when you don't worry about football on Sunday.
You know, it'll been cool to go over there, but, you know, Dallas ain't bad itself.